Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to this new show.
Skydio is a small drone company in San Francisco, and they launched this new drone with a cool new interface, and you can actually control the drone now through your Apple Watch. So you don't need a phone, you don't need anything, just the watch helps you to steer the drone and to take pictures and to do everything you can. So I thought that was a cool new interface to share with you. Snapchat is still the most popular social networks among teenagers. 46% of them is saying that Snapchat is their preferred channel, but Instagram is closing by. Last year, 26% of the teenagers selected Instagram as their favorite network. Now it's 32%, so it's still far away from Snapchat, but you can see how this social network Instagram is growing rapidly among youngsters and among teenagers. Walmart is pushing more and more for same-day delivery of groceries. They're going to add about 90 stores where you have same-day delivery. They're not setting up the logistics themselves. They're partnering up with Instacart. And Instacart is like a front-end e-commerce engine that is being used by many, many offline retailers. And Instacart is actually using people, just average normal people that want to make some extra money, and they pick up those groceries and they do the delivery. So it's being hand-picked by Instacart employees in the stores of Walmart in this case, and then they do the delivery. And Instacart is growing in importance. Ever since Amazon acquired Whole Foods, many of the food retailers really wanted to push forward on e-commerce and food, but setting up the whole logistics game is not so easy for most of them. And Instacart is offering that front-end e-commerce solution to many of them, and Walmart is one of the leading partners in this game now.
Apple is about to launch a video streaming service. It should go live next year. It's going to start in the US, and then they're going to broadcast it to about 100 countries around the world. And of course, they're creating a competitor here for Netflix and Amazon Prime, Amazon Video. And the question is, will they succeed? Will people pay for an additional subscription, or will they use Apple instead of Netflix? Apple Music is quite a success, but they're still catching up on Spotify. They're working with big names, and the rumor has it that they are like saving or putting aside $1 billion for their own productions to get it really launched, that new platform, like crazy. So this is going to be a new battlefront, and the whole content game is going to be a huge battlefront, not just with the US companies, but also companies like Tencent and Alibaba are really into this game to really get the attention of as many people as possible for as long as possible. There has been many talks about drone delivery. Amazon, of course, with their drone program was the first to talk about that. But now Uber is serious about it, and they want to launch their drone delivery program in 2021. And they're going to start with Uber Eats, which is, of course, one of the big brand parts of Uber. And the whole food delivery game is really competitive these days. And what they want to do is they want to take advantage and become faster in delivery and more convenient in delivery. And they believe that their drone program will make a huge difference in this field. There was suddenly positive news about Tesla this week. You know that they were in deep waters. They had the issues with their CEO, Elon Musk, but their results came out, and actually they have a profit. They have $312 million of profit. So they don't need to raise additional capital. And this was big news, unexpected news, and the markets reacted very positively to that. Amazon started a fashion pop-up store in London. They're going to change the items in the store every 2 weeks, and every 2 days, sorry. And this is an experiment by Amazon. It's another step into the offline retail world, next to Whole Foods, next to their Go stores. This is with fashion. They want to see if their own items are selling or other brands. They want to see how people react to that. And I think it's pretty clever to set up experiments like that. I think this is like a data center for them to see how people react to that, so they can optimize it, they can learn from it, they can improve it again, and if they feel that it works out, they're probably gonna roll it out. But it's a very smart way of testing new concepts. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Next week there won't be a weekly. I'm gonna take a week off with my family, so you can re-watch this one if you really like it. Enjoy your next week, and see you again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.